White House, Trump will accept the results of a free and fair election, will Democrats? By Charlie Spiering on September 24, 2020. The White House confirmed Thursday that President Donald Trump will accept the results of a free and fair election, but questioned why Democrats were raising doubts about the outcome. The president will accept the results of a free and fair election, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said at the press briefing. But I think that your question is more fitting to be asked of Democrats who have already been on the record saying that they won't accept the results of an election. McEnany pointed out a quote from Representative Jim Clyburn, DSC, arguing in August that Trump was not going to win fairly in comments from former California Senator Barbara Boxer, D, who said the only way Trump could win the election is to steal it. Failed Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton warned in August that the 2020 election results will likely drag out, and that former Vice President Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances. Other reports have noted that Democrats have a unique ability to question the results of an election. Clinton repeatedly claimed that the only reason she lost was because of Russian interference. The Wall Street Journal noted that every time the Democrat Party lost an election since 1968, they've claimed that it was illegitimate, except for the 49-state landslides when former President Richard Nixon defeated George McGovern in 1972 and when former President Ronald Reagan defeated Walter Mondale in 1984. Campaign chairman for Hillary Clinton's failed 2016 campaign John Podesta and a group of Democrats have reportedly played out a fictional war game where the Democrat refuses to concede the race and alleges voter suppression.